Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You see, being an NRI today isn't how it used to be back in the day. Going back to my love for Bollywood references, do you all remember how in DDLJ Amrish Puri gets ecstatic when he receives this mail from back home? He insists on his wife Rajjo verifying how that letter feels and smells like his desh ki mitti even. Remember? Fast forward to a few generations later, FaceTimes and video chats have replaced the whole system of communication with our friends and family from back home, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Seriously, can you all remember a time before video calls? A time before smartphones and Wi-Fis were a thing and phone data was so easily accessible everywhere, especially back home. The whole internet boom back home has been a game changer when it comes to the way we keep in touch with our folks. And what is the favorite of all the parents? Video chats. And of course, we get it. It's hard enough already that we are thousands of miles apart, and there is nothing better than having the ability to being able to see each other's faces and hear each other's voices. It instantly reduces the distance and makes you feel like you are around your family, gives you the warmth and the love of being with your people, and honestly, this is one of the nicest uses of technology that there could be. I mean, what is better than our moms telling us live on phone in absolute real time the exact texture of the dough to make the perfect roti, or being able to show our first bought car to our parents on camera? When we wake up on the weekends, there is nothing better than dialing that video call and chatting with our family back home for hours and catching up on all the details. What is better than joining the family for a Diwali puja or attending that friend's wedding live from thousands of miles away? Yes, video chats honestly are the best friends for families that live apart. But while it is beautiful and warm and toasty, it is also a little strange, this phenomena, because it comes with a lot of strange demands from our folks on the other end of the world, and we are also very guilty of obliging to these unreasonable demands because of course we love sharing every detail of our life with them. So what if it includes doing some of the most embarrassing and strange things like FaceTiming while in the park or FaceTiming in the apartment building lobby? The other day, I saw someone FaceTiming their folks in the building lobby and showing them how the trash chutes work because obviously they are unheard of back home. I mean, come on, trash chutes? I was yet to recover from tours of the facility and showing the gym and the lobby and the laundry etc. to the parents. But trash chute is really taking things a little too far, don't you think? And we can all relate to it in some way. Whether it's our parents asking us to take the camera near the window when they really want to see the snow, or it's them asking for a tour of every apartment we live in, no matter how small and dingy it might be. But whatever their demand, we follow because there is no better feeling than actually being able to share our lives, our experiences, and our surroundings with our family. Yes, it's lovely how technology lets us stay connected and all that. But does anyone else get amazed at how well our parents have adapted to this technology? I mean, our parents, who went through a couple of days of confusion when phones went cordless, are now ruling the worlds of WhatsApp and are sending us GIFs and memes every morning. I mean, come on. They are now taking better selfies than us and are absolute pros at navigating their way through all these messenger apps. I am now at a point where my parents recommend me apps that I should be using to get my life together, and I don't even know how to react to these things, to be honest. It's really inspirational how their generation learned their way through technology just to have this ability to keep in touch with their children. I left home over half a decade ago and have seen my folks transition smoothly through the initial days of dial-up internet and webcams to now FaceTiming with their iPhones and doing group video chats and conferences and whatnot. And when it comes to using technology with the family, most of the time it's going to be an either end of the extreme. Either they're going to hold the camera at an absolutely off angle where you see their nostrils or chins and the light is absolutely off, or they've mastered the art of holding the camera and have gone to the extent of creating a FaceTime corner in their house. My dad sometimes connects my calls to the home theater system. It's insane, seriously. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. And that's the short and sweet of it. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.